कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय Gaya, and thus deliver the father's soul if the father is fallen. But if the son is already an enemy of Vishnu, how, in such an inimical mood, can he offer sacrifice unto Lord Vishnu's lotus feet? Lord Krishna is directly the personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and Duryodhana was inimical to him. He would therefore be unable to protect his father, Dhritarashtra, after his death. He himself was to fall down because of his faithlessness towards Vishnu. How then could he protect his father? Vidura advised Dhritarashtra to get rid of such an unworthy son as Duryodhana as soon as possible, if he was at all anxious to see to the good of his family. According to the moral instructions of Chanakya Pandit, what is the use of a son who is neither a learned man nor a devotee of the Lord? If a son is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he is just like blind eyes, a source of trouble. A physician may sometimes advise the extrication of such useless eyes from their sockets, so that one can be relieved of the constant trouble. Duryodhana was exactly like blind, troubling eyes. He would be a source of great trouble to the family of Dhritarashtra, as foreseen by Vidura. Vidura, therefore, rightly advised his eldest brother to get rid of this source of trouble. Dhritarashtra was wrongly maintaining such personified offense under the mistaken impression that Duryodhana was a good son, able to liberate his father. Om Ajnanatimirandhasyajnanandana Shalakaya Chakshuruvan Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Laghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschakti Deshtarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikatanta Radhakanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Suthe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially when a senior devotee is like we have Kamthe Prabhu here. Let's seek the baby. There is a very elaborate description about his dozen qualities he had, many wonderful qualities Parikshit had. And when the Brahmanas are describing, Yudhishthira is hearing the good qualities of Parikshit very fondly. What is he going to do, Sambodhana? What he is going to do in future? Many wonderful things he is going to do. And then there is also a mention about how he will be bitten by the Takshaka serpent and he will die. And Yudhishthira Maharaj doesn't show any excitement or surprise to hear about that. Nor is he, you know, worried, or nor is he trying to counteract it in any way. Because in the Vedic times, birth and death was not considered that important. How we live, that is very important. There is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prati Janme Janme Pita Mata Paya, it says. Even Kutta or Billi, they also get Mata Pita. Everybody has. Everybody takes birth. Everybody dies in this world. But what makes somebody's life special is the quality of life. So Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, the only goal of human form of life is to improve the quality of our consciousness. There is no other goal. That's the only good job done in the human form. Otherwise, how we take birth and how we die is not a big deal. So, Duryodhana's character was predicted at the time of his birth by Vidura, that he is going to go on to become a sinful wretch. And if such people are brought to the royal rule, that can cause a great disaster to society. Because the Rishi means one who is concerned about the welfare of all people in society. So naturally, the Brahmanas, even Parikshit was accepting the curse of Sringi and not counteracting it. You know, at that time, there is a question by Shaunakadi Rishi. How can Parikshit afford to die and allow his body to be destroyed, which is actually the shelter for all? That's what they are asking. So the whole consideration is Parikshit's body is a shelter for all living entities as a king. And his body should not be killed, because if his body is killed, then the whole world will suffer. So the consideration was always how a person is doing welfare activities for all, including his father and mother also. And the greatest help a child can do for the mother and father is to deliver them. So, putra. Pu is a type of hell. Tra means one who delivers. So, Prabhupada writes elsewhere, putra and mutra come from the same source. But one who delivers the parents, he becomes putra. And the other one, you know what he is. So, he says like that. So, child should become a glorious child. In South India, there is one famous one Rishi, one Thiruvalluvar. So this Thiruvalluvar has written three divisions of shlokas. Purutpal, Arantupal, Kamatupal, like the three sections he has written. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. He has written different divisions. So in one of the shlokas he says, about a glorious son. He says that when somebody sees a person in action, he should immediately ask, whose son is he? Similarly, somebody is seeing a disciple well behaved and doing something good. Of the disciples. Prabhupada said, my devotees are perfect gentlemen. That's the reason he said that. So, in the same manner, a son, by his good behavior, brings glory to the father, even in this world. And beyond this world, he delivers his father by being a putra. So, Dhritarashtra was very attached to having Duryodhana as his son. Despite Vidura's advice, he did not give him up.
and he had to face the consequences in future. All through his life he went through turmoil because of Duryodhana. Duryodhana, whose behavior was very unpredictable at any time, very whimsical and unpredictable. Like when Duryodhana wanted to play a gambling match, you know, Dhritarashtra went and asked his counselor Vidura. And Vidura said, gambling is the root cause of all misery. You know, you should never allow your son to gamble with Pandavas. So Dhritarashtra went back to Duryodhana and said, Beta, you should not do this, because they are saying that this is the root cause of misery. It's going to wipe out the Kaurava race. Vidura is advising me like that. And Duryodhana said, if you are going to hear his advice and not oblige to me, I will consume poison and die. And Dhritarashtra again ran to Vidura again. So he says he will consume poison and die. Vidura said, wonderful. You know, it's better to get rid of somebody like that. He said, don't be swayed by his words. You know, he is going to stay here for a long time to create more and more trouble to you. He's not going to die so easily. Don't be threatened by his warnings like this. I am telling you, he had asked to build a bungalow right opposite to his palace where the gambling would take place, you know. So he said, don't entertain his nefarious plans. Then again he came back to Duryodhana and said, see, my heart says that I should please you. But, you know, Vidura is my well-wisher and guide. There is also Vidura Niti, you know, in Mahabharata. Vidura is very wise personality. He is telling me, what can I do? So Duryodhana was adamant, stubborn. Then ultimately, you know what Dhritarashtra said? He said, while I am surrounded by great, wise, learned Kuru elders like Bhishma Pitama, Vidura and Dronacharya, why should I fear anything? Whatever is written in fate has to happen. So I will just arrange for the gambling match, and whatever will transpire by that, you all are there to help me also. I think the fate is inevitable. Vidura said, wait a minute. Don't pass the buck to fate. He said, fate is the result of the consequences of your previous actions. Fate does not determine your actions. Fate determines the consequences of your purva actions, previous actions. Right now you have the choice to act. So you have the choice in your hand. Make the right choice. You see, recently in Pune we were discussing about this Bali Maharaj surrendering to Vamanadev, you know. So this is like that momentous hour. He is saying that here is a boy, small boy, came as a Brahmana and he took away all the three worlds by putting two steps, and he's asking for a third place, you know. And here is Bali Maharaj, you know, he is bound by the Varuna Pash, cursed by the Guru, and all the ministers are upset with him, and all the Praja are weeping, and his wife Vindhyavali is also, you know, criticizing him. You think you are the owner of all the lands, Lord is the owner, and this and that, you know, and his head is bowed down and seeing this Brahma. You know, Brahma's body is trembling. He says, my dear Lord, you are satisfied even with little Ganga gel and with one tulasi leaf. And this person is offering so much to you, still why you are not satisfied? Enough of your test, enough. Like that he says, you know, Brahma. You know, Lord is saying, shh, wait a minute. This is the crucial moment. Yes, I know I have to complete my test now. But I am giving him the greatest test. I want to check whether he is passing or not. You don't interfere in between. See, Lord sometimes gives very difficult tests to his devotees. And others may get put off. Why Lord should test his devotee like this? But the Lord wants to show the world, if you take an axe in the hand and hit a sandalwood tree, the more you hit, the more fragrance of the sandalwood tree will increase. Similarly, more the devotee is tortured, all brilliant, beautiful qualities come out from a devotee. And the world you know, comes to know of who the devotee was when he is subjected to such difficulties. That's what Lord wants to do. Lord wants to glorify his devotee. So, at that time, Bali Maharaj said, Pumsam shlagitam ammanye dandam arhat tamarpitam yamnamata tata bhrata suradaschai vadishantihi. He said, my dear Lord, in this world, there are well-wishers like mother and brother who chastise their dependents, or they may slap or do something like that, in order to bring them to the right path. it can be done in this world. You will find that well-wishers, they may, you know, give that lap to sleep and they may give a slap also. Both they may do. The whole idea is to bring them to the right path. Like once I was in Vrindavan, I saw one monkey sitting in the top of the tree, saw its offspring, small monkey, going to pick up a chapati from down, which was actually guarded by one bulldog. So when he went down, the mother monkey pulled him by the tail. Don't go there, because there's a big dog. He will tear you to pieces. But again and again, the small monkey was interested, showing. Whether he was showing like this. He was too much interested in that. And the mother monkey was little inattentive. Again, this fellow went. Two, three times she pulled. And when that fellow was not paying attention, she pulled him once and gave a big slap. You know. And the result was the child monkey went to sleep leaning on the mother. He became very calm after that. So the mother monkey was giving the slap. Why? To bring the child back to the safe position. Is it not true? Like that Bali Maharaj is telling, you know, the Lord, the mother and brother and everybody, they are protectors of their dependents. But I know that they give punishments. But the punishment that you gave me is a tremendous punishment. But still, I accept it as a sign of your love, because you are nothing but love. You cannot emanate anything other than love. Whether you embrace somebody or slap somebody, it is simply expression of your love. Whether I am able to understand it or not is another question. But I know that you are only exuding love, my Lord. So it is better for me to accept whatever you are offering me and offer myself to you. Like that Bali Maharaj offered. When Lord saw Bali surrendering like this, Lord had tears in his eyes. He said, Bali, you have succeeded the test. You have defeated me by your love. So in the path of devotional service, victory is to be defeated by one whom we love. That's why Prabhupada said, my spiritual master defeated me when I met him for the first time. To be defeated by our superior is a sign of exchange of love. Victory is not to use our false ego to prove that I am just or I am right. So to be defeated by someone whom we love is actually something that makes us more endearing to Lord and superiors. So imagine if Bali Maharaj were to go to the court, taking Vamanadeva to the court. Surely the court would have given a justice. Hey Vamana, you came as a dwarf Brahmana. You were given only three small steps. And the rest of the world will be given back to Bali Maharaj. Is it not true? He would have got justice, but he would not have got love. So Lord Vamana became his doorkeeper. Lord made him the next Indra. Lord made him king of Sutala Loka and all that. Lord gave himself to him. So much so Lakshmi had to come searching for him. Lord became bound by devotee's love. So somebody was asking, what made Bali make the crucial decision, Prabhu? That we want to know. So I also had this question. As well as Devamrita Swami in his book writes, Maya and Krishna are always side by side for us. Like you say, Maya cha tad apashrayam. Krishna was there, Maya was there, but Maya was subdued by Krishna. Isn't it? So at any time, Maya and Krishna are side by side. We have to make the right choice. So Krishna consciousness is moment after moment choice. It is not that, you know, once I am inside the temple, there is no Maya. Wherever we go, Maya and Krishna are side by side. So Bali made the right choice. He could oppose the plan of the Lord, but he didn't oppose. In fact, you find Hiranyakashipu also had similar choice. When he asked for Prahlad and he broke the pillar with his fist. And when the pillar broke open and out came Lord Narasimha with his form of half man, half lion. And Namrigam Namanusham, and he came in that form. Hiranyakashipu was surprised. What is this new peculiar form? It's neither a human being nor an animal. And he's coming in a twilight time, not during the day or night. So there was a chance for Hiranyakashipu to surrender also. In case he saw the powerful, mighty Lord Narasimha, and immediately he did a sashtanga pranam to him. Lord Narasimha, now I understand who you are. You have proved that you are the master of Prahlad. Now I am also following the footsteps of Prahlad. Please kindly don't kill me. Do you think Lord would have killed him? Like Maya Dhanav came out of the jungle Kandavaprastha and fell at the feet of Arjuna and Krishna. Was he killed? He was not killed. Why should the Lord kill somebody who is surrendering? So then Lord Narasimhadev would have been put into confusion. What to do now? I want to tear this fellow to pieces. taking him on my lap, but now he has surrendered to me now. So Lord Narasimha would have sit on a dais like this. And father and son would sit and sing, Namaste Narasimhaya. Very sweet ending. Huh? But he made the wrong choice, you see. So, that is why the Shastras say there are two types of mentality. So the Asuri mentality is that, you know, rebellion. Moment after moment, rebellion. That's why Krishna says two qualifications. Shraddhavanto, anasuyanto. Eme matamidam nityam manudishthanti manavaha. Shraddhavanto, anasuyanto, muchyante te pikarmabihi. So, shraddhavanto, anasuyanto. One should have firm faith in the Lord's lotus feet. And one should be free from envy. Then only one can attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So, ashraddhadana purushadharma syasaparantam aprapyamam nivartante, Krishna says. Because of lack of faith and envy for the Lord, one falls back to this world. So, when a prince was chosen to become the king, the character was very much observed. In fact, experience can be given by training. It's not a very big deal. Skills can be learned, certainly. Values are more important than skills. Because skills generally pertain to the, gross and subtle body. Whereas the values or core values are very, very important. So the child was observed from very young age for the horoscope and for the behavior and the right choices that one makes and everything. So here in Duryodhana's childhood itself, he was told, and the prediction was done that he is, as the two words are used here, Purusha Dvid, is envious of Supreme Lord. Another word is also used, Krishnad Vimukho, he says. Vimukha. Vimukha Yetu Adokshaje. These words come in Bhagavatam many places. Like this verse, Bhayam Dvitiyad Abhinivesha Ishadape Tasya Vipariyo Asmritihi Tanmayayato Abhajetam Bhakteka Isham Guru Devadatma. And this verse he says, Bhayam Dvitiyad Abhinivesha Ishad Apetasya. Ishad Apetasya is same as Krishnad Vimukho. When one turns away from Krishna, then all bad qualities come. When one turns towards Krishna, then all good qualities come. So some people are determined not to turn towards Krishna, like this Duryodhana and company. So they are called as Dushta Chatushtayam. This Duryodhana, Dushasana, Karna and Shakuni. You can see behavior after behavior after behavior, they have shown envy for Krishna and aversion to Krishna. Like when Krishna was riding the chariot of Arjuna, see the two people's different outlook. How Duryodhana saw, when Duryodhana saw him, he said, Hey Krishna, Dwarakadish, when I saw you in Dwaraka sitting on an elevated throne, all the people were showering flowers on you, saying, Hail to Govinda! And you were so much appreciated, glorified as a king. Are you not ashamed to become a driver? So sentimentally, because Arjuna happens to be your friend? Like that he's asking in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Do you think Krishna will have ego problem, give up the post of a driver and go away? Krishna will hardly do that. And the answer Krishna gave him was only a smile, that's all. Because Krishna is in a compact of love with his devotee Arjuna, and he won't mind becoming his driver. He is joyful to become his driver. So when Bhishma Pitama was watching this sight, Krishna's dazzling golden dhoti shining with Krishna's beautiful golden mukut and kundal and his body like a bluish sapphire, you know, his hands catching the ropes of the horses, and Krishna is taking us stick in his hand with a rope and he is taking the chariot ahead. He is doing like this. Seeing that sight, Bhishma Pitama, he is overwhelmed with tears in his eyes because he is thinking how much this Krishna loves his friend Arjuna. He is calling him as a Krishna Sakha in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhishma Pitama is so joyful to see how much Krishna loves Arjuna. What is the meaning of this? When a devotee sees the Lord showing love for his devotees, a devotee's hope is increased that if Lord loves his devotees, Arjuna, so much, he will also love me. He will also not neglect me. He will not ignore me. So, by becoming a follower of Arjuna, then I will also be becoming someone dear to Krishna. So, in this way, Bhishma was very joyful. All the more so, when Krishna got off the chariot and took the wheel in his hand and came chasing, charging towards, Bhishma Pitama, with his face perspiring with, perspiration and everything. That was a very beautiful sight, he appreciated. So two people are watching Krishna. Duryodhana is watching, Bhishma is watching. But see their outlook. Bali Maharaj is surrendering, Hiranyakashipu not surrendering. So the Daivi Sampat, Asuri Sampat is very easily observable. Can very clearly see. So, one should be a good son. The topic of good son has been mentioned in several places in Bhagavatam. Uttamas chintitam kuryat proktakari cha madhyamaha adamo ashraddhaya kuryat uccharitam na kuryat uccharitam pituhu. There are four categories of sons mentioned. Uttamas chintitam kuryat. The first class son is one who understands the mind of the father and he will immediately fulfill it. Second class son is a sproktakari. After you tell him you do this, immediately he will do it. And third class son is adamo ashraddhaya kuryat. He will do with, inattention or neglect or carelessness. Like somebody, you tell them, 7 o'clock we have a program, can you please sweep the, floor. So some people, you tell them 7 o'clock there is a program, we have to make this room ready. That's all you tell. And you go away and you will find, he will sweep the room first, then he will punch the room, with cloth also. He will put on the fan, he will make sure it is dry. He will put all the chatai and everything and seat for the speaker, everything he will set. Use the one word, this room has to be made ready for a program. That's it. He is uttamas chintitam kuryat. And second one, proktakari means, okay, Pujji, ready means what? What all you want me to do? Then you tell him, we have to sweep the room. Is that good enough sweeping? No, you have to, clean the room with water also. That's all. Put on the fan. Then you put on the chatai. And stage, somebody else will set. No, you only have to set up stage also. That also you put. Mic also you set. All right, Prabhu. So you tell him, he will do it. And adamo ashradhyaya kuryat means you tell him, 7 o'clock you have to make it ready. 6:45 you go and say, it's not yet done. Hey, room is as it is. You haven't done it. Okay, please, I'll do it. Don't worry. He'll be doing multitasking, attending one phone call, talking to somebody and then taking a jadu. And all the dust will remain in the corner only. And when the class is going on, it will fly coming in to all the people sitting in the class. He will do a half-hearted job. Ashraddhaya kuryat. And fourth one, akuryat ucharitam pidhu. The person, son, who completely disobeys, he does not do at all. What is he compared to stool of the father? Uccharitam pidhu, he says. Good for nothing. When a child comes out of the mother's womb, he can raise the child and he can become a great benefit for the family. But stool comes out, what can he do? It just goes down the drain. So he's saying like that, these four categories of sons are mentioned. You see, there was one father, very big landlord, Krorpati. He had practically thousands of acres of land, lot of estates, and lakhs of servants working with him in his business and everything. And he had 5 sons. And the father was concerned that, my property is so much, I have to maintain, manage so much. It will be nice if all my sons cooperate with me. So the 5th son was such a son that, he would never even look at his father. He had his own agenda, his own program. He would come home, take the money. He would just open the bureau, take the money and go and enjoy. Sometimes when he was going to college, he would take the money and he would go and gamble. And he will tell lies to the father that I'm going to school, but you go for a gambling match to make more money. So father was observing him going in the wrong track. He's smoking, he's drinking, he's gambling, he's doing all kinds of things. Father was trying to keep the door locked of the bureau. Then the son started taking some money from father's friends, saying that I am so-and-so's son. So he started taking 1 lakh rupees, 2 lakh rupees from here and there. And the father had to advertise in the paper that I disown this fellow as my son anymore. If any of you give money, you give it your own risk. He is not my son anymore. Like that the father had to declare. So that was the fifth son. And there was a fourth son who was actually very polite, very respectful to the father. He would come to the father occasionally, you know, once in a month or something, and say, Papa, bike chahiye. You know, he'll say, Papa will give a bike, you take the bike and push off. And he will never show up for another month. Papa, pant shirt chahiye. He will give. Whenever he wants something, he will come. Put a salute to father, very polite. You do like this, India people do, no? All that he will do. And only when he wants something, he will do. Other times, he would go off. Father thought, no, he's a good fellow. I love him very much, but I can't trust him. I can't give any responsibility to him. Because he's in his own little world. Bike chahiye, ye chahiye, papa, papa, what is this? You know, he doesn't take any responsibility. Then there is a third son. He was ready to travel with the father wherever he went. Morning when father would be ready to go for the estate, he would also get ready. He would go with him. And father showed him this estate, that estate, these people. And then the son was whispering in father's ears, Papa, you know, you have too many things to manage. Why don't you give me also something? Give me some estates, give me some people. I also would like to have some influence over some estates and people. So that you can relax. I am also available for you. Father said, okay, good idea. I'll think about it. Not now. When you become a little more mature, I'll give you. Father said. The second son, very dangerous fellow. Because he will never show to the father at all any time. He will always be hiding. You know, somewhere in that. But he would go to all the estates, meet all the people. He was making a grand plan to usurp all the properties. He wanted to finish off the father and take away all the properties. So when father would call for him, he would never come to see him also. He was very envious also of the father. He was thinking, how this fellow got so much? He wanted to usurp everything. Father knew. Actually, he thought father doesn't know what I am doing, but father knows everything. He was extremely careful not to get his leg pulled by the second son. He knew that he's a useless fellow and an envious fellow. I have to keep distance. And the first son was the most mature son. He would go with the father. Jo bola so karo bhi se na. Whatever the father would tell him, he would do. Father would tell him, take care of this, you take care. And he had very little requirements. He would just sleep on a mat. He would eat little food. And the father one day called him and asked, my dear child, you don't ask anything for yourself. You know, should I give you a new car? Should I give you a bungalow? He said, I don't want anything. I just want to help you. I am your son. So I just want to help you, serve you, that's all. Sometimes the eldest son would try to help the youngest son by taking a couple of lakhs from the father and setting up some business for him. But that fellow will take that money and swindle all that money also. Squander all that money also. So father said, if at all you ask me for something, that also you ask for the welfare of your younger sons only. Personally, you have no desire. You have no taste. So seeing the first son, there were tears in father's eyes. So then the father said, I hand over all the property to you. In fact, you are the one who can not only manage the estates and property and everything, you can manage my younger sons also. Although everyone is of a different nature. Now, what we learn from this interesting story, this is, the moral of the story is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is that? The last son, who is he? He is a bhogi. Bhogi means one who is a sense gratifier who takes all God's property and never thanks him, never salutes him. In fact, so much so, he becomes a namam dushkritino, mudha, prapadyante, naradama, maya, paritajnana. All these people come in the fifth category. They are taking large property for doing something on their own. Sometimes, you know, not aligning with the scriptural injunctions also. And the fourth son, who is he? He is like the Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukritin Arjuna. They come for short-term business. Come to Lord, do little business. Business transactions over, they push off. Until the next business transaction comes. Otherwise, they don't come. And the third son is a yogi. Ashtanga yogi, what he wants to do? Anima, Mahima, Lagima, Prapti, Ishita, Vashita, Kama, Vashaita. He wants to get all these powers. And he wants to have influence over the nature like Lord has influence. I want to walk on water. I want to fly on sky. I want to show some miracles. Why only God should lift the Govardhan hill and do? I also want to do. See, Hanuman also lifted a hill, Sanjeevani mountain, and brought. But he did it for Lord's service. He, have you ever seen Hanuman lifting a mountain and showing, see what I am doing? He never did that. But when Lord Ram and Lakshman wanted Sanjeevani, then he went and brought it. Otherwise, other time did you ever hear Hanuman was showing off anywhere? Showing off is only allowed for Krishna only. Because he is God. You know, he will show off and we have to clap hands, very natural. Our position is to serve him and love him. He can do that. But Hanuman didn't imitate him. On the other hand, you will see in this world, yogi is wanting to imitate, you know, produce gold, produce ashes. Something they want to show extraordinary. So they go to Siddhaloka generally to get some powers and come back and show off. So he's the second son. Although he's going with the father, their purpose of studying Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Shastra and everything is ultimately to get some powers, siddhis and everything, get influence. Purpose is, modern day scientists are also trying to gain influence, but yogis are having subtle influence over even subtle elements. And the second son, who is he? Who is that? Mayavadi, dangerous fellow. Because he doesn't come in front of the father, but he wants to be behind and usurp all the property. So, his goal is to take off the position of the father. The first son is the devotee of the Lord. So, what is the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashanta Krishna bhakta nishkama ateye vashanta. The fifth and the fourth son are bhukti. Fifth son is a, you know, materialist. And the fourth son is the pious materialist. So both are bhogi, bhukti, bhukti kami. And the third son is siddhi kami. The second son is mukti kami. Sakale, ashant. None of the sons are peaceful. Nor can they make the father peaceful also. They really keep father in anxiety. Father is in one type of anxiety about the fourth son, but is in another type of anxiety about the second and fifth son, you see. Different type of anxiety father has. So they just give anxiety to the father also. They are themselves in anxiety also. Whereas the first son is Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atiyav Shanta. He has no other desires other than to fulfill the Lord's desire. So, ideally speaking, every living entity is supposed to become good son of the Lord, like the first son. And we can extend the same analogy, like for example, a king is called Naradev. Naradev means he represents God in this world. Similarly, mother and father, you take the king, take the spiritual master, any executive leader of the state, they are all supposed to become good sons of the Lord and represent the Lord in such a way that they can be peaceful and they can make Lord also free from anxiety. And they can also keep the people in this world aligned with the Lord's original plan. Correct, no? Similarly, in a family, a son is considered a great blessing. If a son is born, it's almost time now. I'll conclude with this in another minute. Chanakya says, you know, like a dog has a tail which is neither useful for driving away the flies, nor useful for covering the buttocks, you know. It's a small tail, you know, it's just waving like this, it cannot do anything. Similarly, he says, what is the use of scholarship that doesn't make one a devotee or truly wise and learned? Similarly, what is the use of a son, you know, who is neither a learned person? So Chanakya says, Prabhupada quotes that, he's neither learned nor a devotee. He says like that. So, there are glorious sons mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Kardama Muni was glorified by Brahmaji for being a good son, for fulfilling the duties that Brahma requested him to become a Prajapati and fulfill the duties. Similarly, Yadu is also a glorious son who focused on the Lord Krishna's earliest appearance. Similarly, Puru was a surrendered son also. So, like that the Bhagavatam gives, Prahlad was a glorious son. Although father tried to torture and kill him, he prayed for the deliverance of the father, Prahlad Maharaj. In this way, there are many sons mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Duryodhana was, so the Bhagavatam explains the positive as well as negative examples for us to learn which is the path we should emulate and follow and which is the kind of qualities that we should not follow. So it's a very nice verse, Vidura telling Dhritarashtra that Duryodhana is actually offense personified, because Pandavas are all pure devotees of Lord Krishna, and this fellow is envious of them and tries to kill them. So how can he maintain someone like that? Because somebody becomes against Lord and his devotees, and he makes plan even to kill the Lord or arrest the Lord. How can anyone maintain him? So Vidura could foresee what all nefarious activities Duryodhana would do for the welfare of the entire Kaurava race. Vidura gave that good piece of advice, which goes to show that the Brahmanas are never... of course, Vidura is not a Brahmana, he is a Vaishnava, better than a Brahmana also. Such counselors were thoroughly honest in giving good piece of advice. They were not just pampering the king like Vibhishana. He gave a pure advice to Ravana at the right time. And Ravana became angry with him, that's another thing. But to give the right piece of advice to save a degrading king is the duty of a true advisor, which we see in the example of Vidura. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, our Bhakta Vrinda ki, Shishi Gaunita ki. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Radhishyam Prabhu. Let us express our gratitude to Radhishyam Prabhu. Haribol. We also welcome all the guests who have come for the WIDC meeting, and we hope you have a wonderful time here. Especially, I would like to welcome His Grace Kaunteya Prabhu, who is the Minister for Congregational Preaching, and he has developed worldwide the Congregational Development Training Program, and is also the co-chairman for the ORGDEV. And we are very fortunate that he's going to be here for the next 3 days giving seminars, morning and evening. And let us welcome him by loudly chanting.
Haribol!